Chapter 40. We had a fine life. We lived through the months of January and February, and the winter was very fine and we were very happy. There had been short thaws when the winter blew warm and the snow softened and the air felt like spring, but always the clear, hard cold had come again and the winter had returned. In March came the first break in the winter. In the night it started raining. It rained on all morning and turned the snow to slush and made the mountainside dismal. There were clouds over the lake and over the valley. It was raining high up in the mountain. Catherine wore heavy overshoes and I wore Mr. Göttingen's rubber boots, and we walked to the station under an umbrella, through the slush and the running water that was washing the ice of the roads bare, to stop at the pub before lunch for a vermouth. Outside we could hear the rain. "Do you think we ought to move into town?" "What do you think?" Catherine asked. "If the winter is over and the rain keeps up, it won't be fun up here." "How long is it before young Catherine?"
"About a month. Perhaps a little more."
"We might go down and stay in Montreux."
"Why don't we go to Lausanne?
That's where the hospital is."
"All right, but I thought maybe that was too big a town."
"We can be as much alone in a bigger town, and Lausanne might be nice." "When should we go?"
"I don't care. Whenever you want, darling. I don't want to leave here if you don't want."
"Let's see how the weather turns out." It rained for 3 days. The snow was all gone now on the mountainside below the station. The road was a torrent of muddy snow water. It was too wet and slushy to go out. On the morning of the third day of rain, we decided to go down into town.
"That is all right, Mr. Henry," Göttingen said. "You do not have to give me any notice. I did not think you would want to stay now the bad weather is come."
"We have to be near the hospital anyway on account of Madame," I said.
"I understand," he said. "Will you come back sometime and stay, with the little one?"
"Yes, if you would have room."
"In the spring, when it is nice, you could come and enjoy it. We could put the little one and the nurse in the big room that is closed now, and you and Madame could have your same room looking out over the lake."
"I'll write about coming," I said. We packed and left on the train that went down after lunch. Mr. and Mrs. Göttingen came down to the station with us, and he hauled our baggage down on a sled through the slush. They stood beside the station in the rain, waving goodbye.
"They're very sweet," Catherine said.
They were fine to us.